It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. After historic floods last month, the White House has approved nearly $30 million in federal relief for Southeast Wisconsin. The Individual Assistance Program approval applies to Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties.
Although there are restrictions, homeowners can now be reimbursed for costs associated with flood damage.
Milwaukee County plans to set up disaster recovery centers where people can file claims and speak directly with Federal Emergency Management Agency representatives.
So what do people need to know about receiving assistance? A FEMA representative joins us now with some details. Nicole Wilson is a public information officer for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Nicole, thanks for joining us today. Do we have you, Nicole? You're muted, Nicole, if you're hearing me. We'll try and bring Nicole on in a couple of minutes. We also have another guest with us to talk about the impact of flooding. Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale is with us, a city in northern Milwaukee County hit by flooding last month. We'll go right to you, Mayor Kennedy. Welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I've heard numbers, something like 60-ish percent of homes in Glendale had some kind of damage during the August floods. Can you talk about the extent of the flood damage there?
Sure. So we had sort of two things happen. One, we have about 500 homes in the floodplain. And so the Milwaukee River obviously, you know, exceeded its banks, and then the number of the streams and creeks that flow into it, as well as the stormwater outfalls, all essentially backed up into a lot of the homes along the river. Then the northern part of the city that isn't in the floodplain all lost power. So, of course, lose power, you lose your sump pump. Mm-hmm. Eventually that sump crock fills up and floods your basement. So we estimate about 60% of the homes had water damage debris at the curb. So obviously we weren't in everybody's homes. We didn't do assessments that way. We were able to get a pretty good count judging by where we had to pick up debris from.
What has cleanup looked like in the month since the actual flood?
So for us, we decided to do something a little different. A lot of places, you know, spread dumpsters throughout their community or opened up drop-off spots. We decided that, you know, we didn't want, you know, mom with a minivan having to put wet, soggy carpet and pad in her minivan and take it to a drop-off spot. So we said we would do curbside pickup. We have a third-party garbage company that we worked with. They do all of our garbage pickup anyway. They gave us some extra trucks. The county gave us 5 dump trucks and a couple of front-end loaders and cherry pickers. We put our entire public works crew out, and we contracted 4 landscaping and construction companies that also brought cherry pickers, front-end loaders, and dump trucks. And so we managed in about 3 weeks to pick up all of the debris. So we picked everything up. We brought it back to the public works yard where we had a huge pile, and we had a couple of our public works employees there with front-end loaders, and they were just filling dumpsters. And our garbage company was just dropping dumpsters off and picking them up all throughout the day. And we did that for 3 weeks straight, and we got everything cleaned up.
What kind of cost is this meaning for your local government there?
So right now we're at about $200,000. We don't know. We haven't gotten all the invoices. So we estimate it's probably going to be somewhere between $200,000 and $500,000 that was not in our budget. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you're going to talk with the FEMA representative. There's nothing in this yet for municipal assistance. It's only for individuals and businesses. So we're hoping at some point that there will be assistance for municipalities, because this wasn't in our budget this year.
Right. This conversation we're about to have with a FEMA representative, as you say, this is only individual assistance that's been approved. Still waiting for 6 counties actually to get word on whether that the kind of stuff that'll help backfill your budget there is going to come through. How big a deal? It's $250,000 to $600,000, not chump change there. How big a deal is this potential FEMA assistance for Glendale?
It's a lot. I mean, that's you know, 5 police officers, 6 public works employees. I mean, if you go on the high end of that, right? So, you know, and we don't have that large of a city staff anyway. You know, we're a city of 13,500 people. So for us, that's a significant hit.
For that individual assistance program that has been approved, what have you been hearing about residents, about the need for that kind of help?
And so as soon as we heard, we immediately put it out over social media. So it was on Nextdoor, where we have about 4,000 households subscribed. So that's our first go-to. And we've seen a lot of comments, a lot of, you know, thank yous for posting this, a lot of likes on the posts we made on Saturday on Nextdoor. We've also put it on Facebook. There will be an email blast going out to our residents today. And I've been very clear with people. It's only $30 million. It's going across tens of thousands of affected residents. And it's first come, first serve. And when the money's gone, it's gone. So I've been very clear with people. If you want FEMA assistance, you better jump in there very quickly and apply for it right away.
Now, Mayor Kennedy, you have a flood like this. You're hoping this is the last one in our lifetime. That said, I imagine you're thinking, well, what about the next time? Are you making changes? Are you making plans for a potential next flood?
So it's interesting. The 2010 flood, the Milwaukee River actually breached the top of the Bender Road Bridge. And that was 10 inches of rain in about a 24-hour period. In this particular storm, we had 11 inches of rain in 14 hours. Wow. And the Milwaukee River did not breach the Bender Road Bridge. So we've done a significant amount of green infrastructure improvements. We partnered with MMSD. We've done a lot of work in the community to trap stormwater where it falls so that it doesn't end up flooding into the creeks and streams and sewer outfalls. So that because of that work we've done, we believe that we've actually set ourselves up. This storm was far worse than the one 15 years ago. And our community in the long run, you know, when you look at all the damage as well as the height of the river, I think we did better this time than we did 15 years ago. We had more impacted residents and the river was far more flooded last time. I think the work that's been done in the last 15 years has set us up for being able to withstand things like this in a better way in the future. That being said, we're still encouraging our residents to make improvements to their homes that would limit their impact in a future storm like this.
Mayor Kennedy, thanks for joining us and best to your community.
Thank you.
That's Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale talking about the impact of the flood last month. Nicole Wilson joins us now, public information officer for FEMA after the approval for individual assistance. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
What do people in those three counties, Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha, need to know about eligibility for this kind of FEMA assistance?
Yeah, first I want to say, excuse me, first I want to say thank you to the mayor for being so active in his community and making sure that the people in his community who were affected by those storms know that FEMA assistance is available. This is a partnership, and we want to make sure that everyone who was affected by those storms know that they are eligible to apply for assistance for those uninsured losses. So this is a partnership. FEMA cannot help in recovery without the diligent efforts of everyone in the community, everyone at the state. So first, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been assisting in that way. What residents can know is that FEMA assistance is available here. The first step is to apply for assistance. Anyone who had damage to their home or property as a result of those storms is eligible to apply for assistance if they were insured. If insurance is going to pick up any of those costs, the first thing we recommend is that you file a claim, because FEMA will not be able to cover the same loss that insurance covers. So file a claim and apply for FEMA assistance.
So if I have insurance, flood insurance, I had damage, I file my insurance claim, should I be filing for that FEMA assistance right away, or do I need to wait until I hear back from that insurance company?
Oh, you can file your application with FEMA, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is we will not be able to complete processing your application until we see that determination letter from your insurance company. So absolutely, you can file your application, get your application in before that November 12th deadline. Just understand that your application will not be complete. We will not be able to give you the assistance that you may be able to receive from FEMA until we see what insurance may cover.
What kind of damage could be covered here?
Yeah, so anything, if your home, if your HVAC system was damaged, if you had a wall that was damaged or sunk in, which we have heard that people have had. If that is your story, come see us, talk to us, let us know that that's your story. Show us the pictures, let us know that may be covered. If you had a sewage in your basement, if you had water in your basement, if you had living space in your basement and you are no longer able to live in your home right now, or were displaced from your home, come talk to us. We may be able to help with the recovery and help pay for some of the repairs or replace some of those items. If you had to move away from your home and you have to rent a new place right now, FEMA may be able to help with some of those costs. If you have property that was damaged, your furnace was damaged, those are some of the things that FEMA may be able to help in repair and replace some of those things.
If someone had that damage, they apply, say, after they hear this conversation. What is the timeline for a response and then ultimately, if approved, receiving funds?
Yeah, so that's going to vary for each person, right? So like I said, if you have insurance and we're waiting for that determination letter, that timeline is going to be a little bit longer than someone who does not have insurance and we're not waiting for documentation. So the timeline is going to vary for each person. So if you apply for assistance today and you get all the paperwork in, everything we need from you, it could be a week-ish by the time you see some assistance in your hands. And, you know, don't quote me, it's going to be 7 days. So don't say Nicole Wilson said 7 days and it's going to be in your hands, because it's going to vary from person to person. So everyone's story is going to be different. And I can't stress that enough. No one's story is going to be the same. Everyone's situation is going to be different. Everyone's loss is different. And so we just want to make sure that everyone knows, apply for assistance. We need to know what the damage looked like for you and your family. Were you displaced from your home? What kind of damage your home and your family experienced? That is going to be the important thing for you to make sure FEMA understands when you apply for that assistance.
Nicole, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Nicole Wilson with FEMA, public information officer there. We also heard from Brian Kennedy, mayor of Glendale, hit hard by the flood a month ago. To apply for FEMA assistance or check your eligibility, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can go online and visit disasterassistance.gov. That's disasterassistance.gov. The FEMA helpline is 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-3362.